Everybody by now know how popular VPNs have become in the last, what, 5 years? Every YouTuber is particularly talking about, hey, get this VPN or get this VPN or get that VPN. But what I miss in YouTube, I think, in my personal opinion, there's no technical explanation of how VPN really works. I made a couple of videos, but I think they are not as good as well. Gain more understanding of how VPN works and how beautifully, how simple the technology behind it is, I feel it's my responsibility to make a video discussing how a VPN works. And before that, we need to explain how networking, basic networking works. And then on top of that, I'm going to explain how VPN works. We're going to talk about the benefits of VPN. I don't have any sponsors for a VPN here, so you're not gonna hear any sponsorship or anything like that. Again, I'll talk about the VPN benefits, and finally, I'm gonna talk about what happened when a VPN is hacked. We see this headline: "Oh, VPN blah 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 has been hacked," or "A VPN has been shady." It turns out to be shady. What really happens when a VPN is really hacked? What goes on there? I'm gonna talk about all of this thing. If you're interested. Again, this episode is going to be very technical, so if you like technical, make sure to subscribe to this channel. My name is Hussein, and I talk about back-end technologies, networking, security, software engineering. I have some tutorials as well, but yeah, that's my specialty. I like this stuff. And how about we jump into the show? Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to another episode of the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. And today, topic is VPN. Let's talk about VPN a little bit. Virtual private network. This is the most hyped up thing, right? Everybody's talking about VPN, but very few really know how they actually work. Okay, so that's what I want to try to demystify in this show, this episode. So in order to talk about what VPN really is, this thing, oh, it encrypts your data, whatever, blah blah blah, let's really talk about how networking, what is the basics of networking, and let's take an example to explain that. I'm gonna take an HTTP request, right? You went to google.com and you hit enter in your browser. What really happened in the backend, right? Let's assume HTTP 2 and beyond. I don't want to include Quick and UDP for sake of simplicity here. What happened is the browser will do a DNS lookup to find the IP address of google.com. Okay, and then once it finds the IP address of google.com, now it will establish what is called a TCP connection between you as a client and the destination IP address server. So this is the SYN, SYNAC, ANAC. Now you have a TCP connection, a stateful TCP connection. We call it stateful because there's state stored left and right, right? There's sequences, there's window sizes on the client and the server. So that's why it's stateful. Okay. Now, the HTTP layer 7, sends a get request, so git slash, all this string gets packed into what is called a TCP packet. But what I forgot to mention is when we connect to the TCP using the TCP connection, you have to establish an application port that to connect to, right? Because this is an application specific layer for protocol TCP. So you need to tell me, okay, what port is this? Well, Google Chrome by default now on Chrome 90 uses HTTPS by default. That means I'm going to connect to port 443. So that's the TCP connection establishment, goes to port 443. And obviously at your end of the client, you also generate a pseudo random port so that the server can reply to you. It knows which port to deliver packets that comes back from the server too, right? So that's the benefits of ports, having ports. So you can have many applications, right? Otherwise, we're dealing with just host, right? It's just just a monotone thing. We don't want that. We want more than that. So now when I send a get request, what really, really happened is we take that get request, we shove it into the packet, we insert the destination port that we want to go to, 43, right, 443, and the source port, which is 1234, a random one. And then we shove that new content that we generated with the ports and the window sizes and all these sequences and all that stuff that the TCP protocol designs, and we shove it into something called the IP packet. This is layer 3, a lower thing. An IP packet has only one thing to send it to. It has source IP, where is it coming from, and destination IP. And then we shove this packet into this, and then we send it. So the IP packet only delivers from host to host, right? While the TCP have a little bit finer control. We're going to a specific port, right? We're going to a specific port in this machine. More details. And then eventually that goes into an IP packet, and then this IP packet will get sent, and then the internet, the beauty of the internet, will take care of the routing. It says, okay, you're going to 4.1.2.3. This is the subnet 4.1.2. So okay, this is the router that is responsible for this. I'm going to route it to that. And then routing begins until you find exactly where the destination network is, and you deliver the packet, the IP packet, to the final destination. It's the beauty of routing. Okay. Without this idea of routing, right, having the host and the network, the IP, you cannot possibly scale the internet, right? A lot of people ask, Hussein, you keep talking that the idea of having each host has a unique MAC address that uniquely globally identifies, and no two machines have the same MAC address. Why don't we connect with MAC addresses, right? That was a very good question. Why don't we deal with MAC addresses? Why don't you need another addressing system when we have a global way of communication? Why? Because MAC addresses are random. There are no routability to them. So if I tell you, hey, my MAC address is AABBCCDDEF123, how do you send me that without scanning the whole internet? There is no way to do that. Okay. Well, with IPs, there is essentially a network concept or a host concept where you say, okay, this network has 100 hosts. This network has 1,000 hosts. This network has this much host. So you know, so the routers will look at the IP packet and know the IP address and will know where to forward it to. See, I'm still talking about networking. I didn't even get to the VPN yet. All right, so now we know that the IP protocol is very, very critical here. Let's take another example and then we jump into VPN. I have a Postgres database listening on port 5432. And I have a client that I wanted to establish a PSQL. I want to connect to this database. How do I do that? Same exact thing. I want to send a SQL statement, but you need to establish a TCP connection. Same thing. What do you do? Well, I need to establish a three-way handshake. And this time, I'm connected to port 5432. So there is my client is connected to Google through port 443 on the same IP address, right? From my same IP address. And from my same IP address, I'm going to another IP address to another port, 5432. So I will generate a random port, right? Same IP address. And then we're going to a completely different IP address, completely different port, 5432. So we're going to do the same exact thing, exactly the same. We're going to 5432, random port 1235, because 1234 is taken, because I'm visiting Google, remember? Right? And now I take that content that I just generated, right? Whatever Postgres protocol deals with, right? I'm shoving that content with the source port, with the destination port, into an IP packet. The IP packet has a destination IP and a source IP. My source IP is the same. And here's, look at this. Every possible communication that you do eventually pours into this IP packet thing. So, an IP is not secure, right? Because anyone in the root of your IP, whether this is your ISP, which is definitely is in your root, can look at what IP addresses you're going to. Hey, you're going to google.com IP address. I know that. Hey, you're going to a database that is hosted at Postgres. It doesn't know it's a Postgres database. It knows that, hey, there's an IP address that's going to this site. It knows. It's clear text. IP has to be clear text. Otherwise, how does those routers in the middle route anything? You cannot. Right? They have to be a clear text. So smart people said, okay, here's what we can do. We want a secure IP. I don't care what content you put in the IP packet, this vehicle, whether it's a HTTP request, whether it's a Postgres TCP connection with an Oracle, you're going to Zoom meeting. Well, Zoom uses UDP, which is exactly the same thing. UDP fits into an IP packets as well at the end of the day. It's just UDP is unreliable. It's just a best effort kind of a thing. Right. But yeah, everything fits into IP, which is beautiful with a P. That means it's so beautiful that we shifted the B into the P. It's beautiful. Okay, I'm still going to be silly. Yeah, so people invented this thing called IPsec, IP security. And it is exactly what you think it is. Right? I'm not going to go into the details of IPsec, but the idea of IPsec is it's a negotiation protocol between the host, nothing to do with ports, right? I'm negotiating between this, my host, and this VPN host. So, hey, let's establish encryption. So we're going to deal the handshake, do all that stuff, and we have the same key. Once we have the same symmetric key, what we're going to do is we're going to encrypt the content of the IP packet that we are getting. And as a result, any application on top of us, layer 4, layer 5, layer 6, layer 7, will get it for free. We're going to encrypt everything because eventually everything pours in into IP3, right? IPv3, right? Not IPv3, layer 3 IP protocol, right? That means we have everything, right? So we can just, if I establish this communication and I secure IP, pretty much any application you run will be encrypted by default. Pretty cool, isn't it? But here's one problem. What's your destination now? Becomes the IP destination, well, let's take an example again. The Postgres request that we came in, right? It has the 5432 and the source 1235. That content goes into the IP packet, which has the IP address of the Postgres database and the source IP, which is your IP. That itself, that IP packet, which including the source and the destination IP address, gets shoved into another IP packet. Aha! But what's the source IP this time? The source IP is still you, but what's the destination IP? Can you guess? The destination IP is the VPN. That VPN host we're going all the IP packets all of a sudden, every single IP packet's coming from you when you enter this VPN IPsec mode, right? All the packets, IP packets will be delivered, are all destined to the same IP address, which looks suspicious to an ISP. ISP immediately, they know that you're using VPN. By the way, you don't trick ISPs. They know that you're using VPN because they know that you're using IPsec. Again, I'm simplifying here that I'm saying every VPN uses IPsec, not necessarily most VPNs use IPsec, right? Why do you know? Hussein, you just said IPsec is encrypted. Well, it is encrypted, but we have to have some metadata, right, to decrypt, to know where this, what is this thing. So we have to have some sort of authentication to protect the integrity of the content, because anybody in the middle can still muck with the content and change it. We don't want that, right? So we want that. We want some information, some metadata, and that metadata screams that you're using IPsec. Very simple thing. And you cannot encrypt it, because if you encrypt the whole thing, then how do I know what the heck are you doing? You have no idea, right? That's why people, ISPs, governments, can easily block VPNs if they want to, right? They can. I'm not going to go through that. I don't know if they can terminate VPNs. They might trick, but let's not go through it. Let's get into the same thing, how VPNs work. So we know how VPNs work, virtual private network. So when you shove all these IP packets that is coming out of your machine into another IP packet that destined to this VPN, right? The destination machine, that is the VPN server, will assign a new IP address for you, dedicated to you. That's part of the encryption, the whole thing, right? So that when the IP packets that is destined to the VPN arrives, it knows how to decrypt it first. Decrypt it, finds, oh, this guy wants to connect to a Postgres database on port 5432, and this is the IP address. Now the VPN sees what IPs you want to go to. It knows what websites you are visiting, what any IP address, it knows. It has these mechanism to know, right? Now VPN says, hey, we don't really log, but well, that's pretty much it. That's the only thing they know, right? The content itself, if it's encrypted with TLS, they cannot know that stuff. No, they can't say. So a lot of people say, oh, to encrypt your, that's like a YouTuber says, hey, feel secure and encrypt your content so nobody knows what you're searching for. Well, already nobody knows what you're searching for already. If you're going to Google, only Google knows what you're searching for. Well, unless Google decides to sell your data, which they do. But technically speaking, it's an end-to-end encryption between you and Google, right? So even if we put the VPN in the middle, the VPN cannot see what you're searching into Google, because there's a TLS on top of that. But they know you're going to Google. Now you just blinded the ISP from the knowledge, Ty Lopez, of knowing what IP addresses you're going to. Because all the IP addresses, all the packets are going to the VPN. They see a flood of requests going to this. Right? Now, this is how VPN works, essentially. IPsec, beautiful technology, beautiful. So what's the benefits of VPN? Are they beneficial? Yeah. I personally sometimes use them. If I'm going to do a tutorial, right? I sometimes use a VPN because when I screencast, sometimes my IP address shows up and I don't want people to know my IP address. Not that it matters, because let's debunk this stupid thing, guys. If someone knows your IP address, they cannot hack you, quote unquote, hack you. For those listening on the podcast, I'm doing an air quote. Nobody can hack you just because they know the VPN. People freaking out in the Discord. Hey, someone know my IP address. What should I do? it's easy to know anyone IP address. It's really easy, right? Make a website, right, that essentially just logs the IP address of anyone's connecting to it, right? Send the URL to anybody, tweets, or anyone, right? And if they visit, they just log the IP address. It doesn't mean anything, okay? Now, if they know your IP address, they can tell you which city you live in, which this is public knowledge for everybody. I live in California, Temecula, beautiful wine country here. What they gonna search between 2 million people to find me? Okay, tough luck. There's no way to find the exact thing with just an IP addresses, unless you know someone from my ISP provider that can give you some more information, but that's pretty much it. And they can get the address if they have access to that information. But it's a very, very difficult thing to do. And some people claim that you can hack. Well, get a decent router, disable all the fancy features that you don't need. Get a feature stripped router that don't enable ALG application layer gateway. Protect yourself from NAT slipstreaming attacks, stuff like that. If you know what you're doing, nothing is scary really, right? But again, so that's the idea of having the IP address, right? So it's useful. It's useful to hide. It's like at the end of the day, hiding is good, right? It's like, okay, don't give this extra information to people if they don't need to see it, because any extra information, that being said, hackers can use it and combine it with other puzzles to do more stuff to you, right? If them, but yeah, they are beneficial. They benefit. Do I think every single consumer should use it? I think personally it's an overkill, right? I don't know. Why would you use a VPN? Another claim is like, okay, I want to watch Netflix that is in UK. Spare me, dude. Oh my God. Like there isn't enough content in Netflix for the US already. I'm going to do a VPN to watch whatever the thing is, Crown or whatever, UK. No, I don't care. That's another selling point. I don't care. It's like, I don't want to watch it anymore because there's enough YouTube content in the US. Well, it's useful in the other parts of the countries. Like, hey, a lot of people from other countries can't join my YouTube channel membership to get exclusive content because some people are from Iran or from other countries that they've been sanctioned, right? They can't even use payment to pay these services, or they can't even get my Udemy course, right? So they use VPN to get through all of that, which is useful, right? So there is use for VPN, right? Some sites are blocked by certain governments. Use VPN to get around it, right? Because in this case, your IP packets going to this particular site will go flood into the VPN, and the VPN servers will make the request on your behalf. So let's address the final point, which is what happens when a VPN is hacked, right? We heard this, like, oh, this VPN is, oh, hacked, go ahead and go ahead, right? A lot of VPNs happen to this, right? What really happens when a VPN is hacked? Well, if a hacker inserts themselves into the VPN, they can see where you're going, but that's really useless. That doesn't give them much information by itself, because it's not like, oh, I'm going to sell your information. Hackers don't care about that, usually. What they can carry out is man-in-the-middle attacks, because the requirement for man-in-the-middle attacks are that the attacker have to be within the line of sight of packets, right? Like, we always say, okay, how do I carry man-in-the-middle attack? The packets have to pass by the attacker's machine, right? So it's either the attacker has to be your router in the router itself, right? And that can happen with ARP spoofing attacks, address resolution protocols. Like, they can go to Starbucks and they can start flooding the network, say, hey, I'm the router, I'm the gateway, please send me packets, So if they did it long enough, the machines will think that its machine, its laptop, is actually the router and start sending the packets, not the packets, the frames. Let's be very critical here, or network engineers will yell at me. The frames will be sent to that machine, right? To this machine, and then the hacker machine will send it to the router. So that's a spoofing. So it's in the way. The moment it's in the way, they can look at it and they can essentially do a man-in-the-middle attack, which I talked about many times in this show, which is not easy. Another one, if they are your ISP, your packets go through your ISP, has to, right? How do you get to the internet otherwise? Or they manage all these ocean routers in the ocean, in the middle of the ocean somehow, right? Or they hack the VPN and you happen to use a VPN, or your VPN is just shady. You're using a shady, cheap VPN that happened to do a man-in-the-middle attack and trick you to visit websites that happen to return, instead of going to google.com, they know you're going to google.com, let me return back results from another website. Oh, this looks like google.com, so phishing.com, a phishing website, like essentially spearheaded, right? Return the results and then essentially trick you into hacking you, right? So that's the trick here. Yeah, so hacking a VPN, having hacked, that's the nastiest thing that could happen, man-in-the-middle attack. Again, guys, all of this stuff is my opinion. If you have any more thoughts, let me know in the comment section below. If I said anything that is incorrect, let me know. If you have any other opinion about VPNs, let me know. Again, VPNs are not bad. They're just really sometimes useful. And really, there are some use cases for it. And let me know. Do you use a VPN? Let me know in the comment section below. I'm going to see you on the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.